don't know how to work this. I'm going to get it back to Chumash. It's not working here. What? I just want to get it to Chumash. It's different folders there.
Right. Stop, I think.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Can't you run by technology, you know? It doesn't...
Hold on.
That's plenty. That's good. Forget it. It's... Vayeshev Yankiv Be'eretz Megurei Yovel Be'eretz Kenan. Eila told us Yankiv Yosef. So Rashi brings down the famous Medrash. Bikesh Yankiv Leishev B'shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live in peace and serenity. Kovetz Olav Rugzoi Shal Yosef. So the question is, did Yaakov Avinu want to just sit there on a beach chair, Chas V'Shalom, or on a hammock, just relaxing under a tree with somebody pressing grapes into his mouth? That's not what he wanted. He wanted to sit and be Omo V'Yogei in Torah, Mitoichem Nuchas HaNefesh, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wanted. So what's the terrible thing? Tzadikim writes in Leishev B'Shalva, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him do that? Many different shotim have been said. I saw Rav Shimon Schwab says a very nice pshat. The avoid of Avram Avinu was to be mekabel achrayis, to be mefarsim shem shemayim the ganze welt, and to teach everybody that there's a borei olam, yesh odin lebi rezu, there's a manig luchol habruin. The Ramban al Atayra says that whenever it says vayikra b'shem Hashem, that means he called out the name of Hashem. He was mefarsim the name of Hashem. By Yitzchok also, it says, by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. Yaakov, also the same thing. When Yaakov was in Shechem and in Beisel, he built Mizbeichos. Even a Shaila, they brought Karbonis on these Mizbeichos. What were the Mizbeichos? A gathering place for people where he called out the name of Hashem and he told everybody Hashem who are him. This was the Avodah of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. But when he came back, the Eretz Megurei Aviv, so Yaakov Avinu felt that his Ikar Avodah now is to build his family in Ruchnias, to be Mashal himself, to be Mechanech his sons and daughters. He didn't want to be Isaac anymore and be Makar of people and be Mefarsing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Barab. So that's the Pshat. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. He didn't want to have this Oilach rights anymore. He figured that now that he has all of his children, they're all B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael Afal Pishachoti, Yisrael, there's no more going off and becoming not a Yid. They're all Yid, and he wanted to be Mashal in his family, so he said, this is what I want to be Isaac with right now. And that there was a Kidru, that if you do that, then they'll be lacking Pirsum Shem Shemayim in the world. Kovetzel of Rugzah Shal Yosef. And what happened with the Rugzah Shal Yosef? Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef paved the way for them. Yaakov Avinu went down there, and they were Makadosh Shem Shemayim over there. Ad Kidei Kach, the Pari himself mentioned the name of Hashem. So, Kovetzel of Rugzah Shal Yosef, you want to stop being mefarsim in the name of Hashem? No, you can't do that. For Shteitzik, you have to work on yourself, but at the same time, you can't forget your achrayus to be mefarsim in the name of Hashem in the belt. Vayeshev Yankiv Be'eretz Megurei Yovel Be'eretz Kenan. We already know from last week's parasha. It says Vayeshev Yankiv El Yitzchok Aviv. So why does it have to say over here Vayeshev Yankiv Be'eretz Megurei Aviv? What is the pasuk being meisif over here? So the Sefer Divrei Avraham is Mavar Al Pi Medrash. This medrash that we just brought down, Bikesh Yankiv Leishev B'Shalva. So he learns a different pshat in Bikesh Yankiv Leishev B'Shalva. The Chayyur should have said Rotsa Yankiv Leishev B'Shalva. What's the Bikesh Yankiv Leishev B'Shalva? So he's Mavar, the Sefer Divrei Avram. Yaakov Avinu knew that he has a Shtar Chayv to pay up. That was the Shtar Chayv of Golos Mitzrayim. That was the Gzeira by the Brisbane Absorim. There's going to be a Shibut and Lavon Avinu is some Arbimei Yishonah. And this is going to be Mutal on Yaakov. Esav is not going to pay up that Chayv. That Yaakov Avinu has to pay up that Chayv. So Yaakov Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the same way Yitzchak Avinu. The goal started from Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak was Mekayim that goal in Eretz Yisrael. So because Yaakov Leishav Vishalva, Yaakov also wanted to be Vishalva. He could be Mekayim in Eretz Yisrael. Why was there a goal in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Kanani was there. So Yitzchak felt like a stranger amongst the Kanani. That was his goal. Yaakov Avinu wanted to do the same thing. So that's the pshat, Vayeshav Yankiv. He sat Be'eretz Megurei Yaviv. He sat in the same oifen that his father was a ger. Be'eretz Megurei Yaviv. The same way his father was considered a ger in Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to be mekayim that as well. Abba L'maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other plans. Eila told us Yankiv Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says from here on in, Yitzchok was the Eila Tmi when he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. But from here on in, it has to be Eila told us Yankiv Yosef. Kofetz Olav Rugzai Shal Yosef. Vayomer lo, Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Lech no re'ei es shloim achecha, go see the welfare of your brothers, ve'es shloim hatzoin, and the welfare of the sheep, v'hashiveini dover, and bring me back an answer. V'yishlochei me'eim hechevrein, he sent them from the valley of Chevron, which Rashi Taitis doesn't mean a valley. Chevron is not a valley, it's a mountain. It means from the Oimek, the Eitzah of Avraham Avinu, who's buried in Chevron, by Yavei Shechem. So I once mentioned this years ago, but it's kedai to say over again. It's a haflud de kipshat. Shtelz of the kasha, why did Yaakov Avinu send Yosef to find out the welfare of the brothers? Rashi says later on that every day a different one of the brothers came to be Mishamishim. So he could have asked them. So why did he have to pick on Yosef? And he knew that Yosef wasn't so good with the brothers. So why did he have to pick on Yosef to go there? He got a daily report. The answer is, the Sefer Tosfos Bracha, the Baal Torah Tmima, has a Sefer on Chumash called Tosfos Bracha. He says that Yaakov Avinu didn't just want to know how they're doing. He wanted to know that special information that Yosef informed them about. About Gilui Arayis, with Abram and Achai, with being Mevazen, the Bnei Ashrachis. That he wanted to know. That he couldn't ask one of the brothers. That only Yosef was the one that informed him. So he sent Yosef out to see, how's it going? Did that calm down already? Is it still going on? This is what he wanted to know. That's a Gevaldik Teretz. But he sticks it into the Pasuk. It's even more haflidic. So take a look at the Lashon of the Pasuk. Vayayim Eloi, Lech no re'ei eshloim achecho. See the shalom between your brothers. Are the Shvatim being mevazed the bnei hashvachis, v'shloim hatzayin, the welfare of the sheep, are they ripping limbs off the sheep? V'hashiveini dover, we know that ervas dover, erva is called ervas dover. Let me know about the dover as well. That's the way he sets his eye pshat in the pasuk. It's mamish moridikim pshat. There's a very nice pshat here from the Alshech HaKadosh. When Yosef came to the brothers, Vayomu Isha Lachiv, Hinei Balach Halomos Halosev Ba'ah, the dreamer is here. Vayomu Isha Lachiv, who is Isha Lachiv? We know Shimon V'Levi. The Alshech HaKadosh says, we see from over here a very nice limud. He says, how much the Torah is makbid, not to say when somebody did something wrong. You see over here, it doesn't mention the names of Shimon and Levi. It doesn't mention who they were. It says, Vayayimu Isha Lachiv. B'derech Remiz and B'derech Remez, we learn out who it is. It just says, Isha Lachiv, and we figure out it's Shimon and Levi. Now, even though it's Emes, they were the ones that instigated this, right? Over L'maisa, the Torah does not want to say it. Kavachaymer, B'mnosha Kavachaymer. When you're talking about people that didn't do an Aveira B'chlau, you're not allowed to talk about it, you're not allowed to mention the names. Here they did it, and still the Torah covers it up. Kal v'chomer, when somebody didn't really do something, you stop spreading rumors, how much you have to squelch those rumors. Me'idr Gisa, that's the Al-Shech HaKadosh. Me'idr Gisa, Al-Shech HaKadosh says, you take a look at how important it is to say good things. By Reuven, it says, L'man Hatzilu Yisai, to save him, you know, from his brothers. Now, Reuven didn't mamish save him because the bar that he threw him in was full of snakes and scorpions, right? Maybe Reuven didn't know about it. It's a Shiloh. Did he know about it? Did he not know about it? So, it's not 100% clear, but L'maisa save because he didn't. But because he had a kafana to save him, the Torah says, L'man hatzel oisoi, in order to save them from his brothers. So you see how you have to be mishabeach a person, kavachaymer. If he actually does something good, you should mention his name, l'shvach. Vayihi er b'chor Yehuda ra b'enei Hashem. Vayimiseyu Hashem, Hashem killed him. So Rav Dessler points out over here, amayudiki yisoi. Rav Dessler points out, take a look how many shverikaiten there were in the birth of the Yiddish Uma. Take a look how many shverikaiten there were. Number one, the Imois. The Imois were all Akaris. They all did not have, they weren't able to have children, and B'derech Neis, they were able to give birth. That's number one. Malchus Beis David. How many strange things happened in Malchus Beis David? That the Bnei Sloit were mezana with their father, which is a dover, which is loy shchiyat b'chlal, which led to Amon and Moab, which led to Moab, which dover and Melech, the Maisa came from Musa and Moab. This Maisa over here with Yehuda and Tamar. What happened over here? Yehuda was the Melech. He was the head of the Shevet of Malchus. So naturally speaking, it should have gone over to Erez B'chor, or it didn't go glad. It was Chayte, and Einan was Chayte, and he didn't want it to go to Sheis and Biderech, Me'ein, a kind of a Yibum, right? It happened to be with Yehuda and Tamar, which is in a strange way. Same thing happened with Yehuda, I'm sorry, with Boyaz and Bruce. Also a strange thing. Originally it was supposed to be by Elimelech, Eli Tavi Malchus, and passed down to his sons. And then the sons died. And then it was in some way out strange way, Boyaz, in a Me'ein kind of a Yibum, ended up marrying Rus, and from that came Malchus Beis David. And David HaMelech himself, he was supposed to die at birth, right? But Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life, he should be able to live. And David HaMelech was considered a mamzer, the Medrash says. Yishai kept him out of the house, that's why he was a shepherd. So many strange things happened over here, and so many shverikaiten to bring in Malchus Beis David. So what's the pshat? Dr. Vdesla, that this shows you that the Uma, the Yiddish Uma, the Yiddish nation, and Malchus Beis David Befrat, it's not a Teva that can think. It's something that's Lamailam in a Teva. If it was natural for there to be a Klal Yisrael on this world, and if it was natural for there to be a Malchus Beis David, so then you have a Kasha. But it's not a Teva Dika thing. Malchus Beis David is Lamailam in a Teva. It's a Shemayim Dika thing that happens to appear down here. And the same thing with Klal Yisrael in general. They are a nation of Nisan. And Mimela B'davka has to happen in Oifun Shaloi Kiderech HaTeva. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says a similar thing. Asara Nisim Nasu B'Beis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why do these things have to happen B'Derech Neis? Because the whole Beis HaMikdash down here is a Neis. That the Shekhinah comes down here is Olamayil D'Gezach Min HaTeva. It's Shar HaShemayim down here on earth. So Fashteitzach. If it's Olamayil Min HaTeva, you can think there's going to be Nisim taking place. But this tells us something, Sai, about Malchus Beis David, and it also tells us something about Klal Yisrael in general. Vayishlach Yehuda es gdiha izim biyad reyehu adumami. Yehuda promised Tamar, oh, she asked, what are you going to give me? She said, I'm going to give you, you know, he'll give her a gdiha izim, and he'll give her a psil, a signet ring, and so on. So the same lover was, Vayishlach Yehuda es gdiha izim biyad reyehu adumami. So why does the Torah have to say this mice over here? He sent her the thing. What difference does it make in the hands of whom did he send it? B'yad reyehu adulami. Why did the Torah have to tell us that? Nothing, the Torah does not say something which is extra. If the Torah says it, that this was an important fact. So Rishwa brings down Mishem Hagoin Rav Michal Forshlager. That's how I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. He was a Goin Olam, a Rav in Baltimore, and he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So he said that the Torah is telling us over here what a true friend is. A true friend is, you could tell him you're Averis, you could tell him what you did wrong, and you could trust him, and he can help you get out of the mess. If a fellow, if it's someone that you're embarrassed to tell him you're Averis, there's a hefsik over there. It's not a true friend. A true friend, a Reya, a true friend is, you could tell him a chesaron that you did, he's not going to look down on you, and he'll help you in the matter. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. An emesdik, your friend, is someone that you could confide in and tell him even your aveiros. Vayomer, and Yehuda said, Tzodka mimeni. She is right. Tzodka mimeni. Later on, Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha, Yehuda, atoyo yiducha, achecha. You know, he is zeicha, whereas Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they got teichocha from their father, they got mamish over the head, and Yehudi said to step forward. Now, mikra zeloi amru, the Medrash says, ela keneged tzadikim, shekivshu es yitzram, umoidim b'maseyem, shekol amoidim b'masav, zeicha l'chai olam haba. Medrash says that such a lashon, someone that's moidin, someone that's kovish is yitzer, he zeicha l'chai olam haba. So, Rabbi Reb Chasman asks a question: what was the godless of Yehuda's idea? What was he supposed to do? Let Tamar and her babies, go get killed? So it's a zamin, a zagrace, godless that he was moidal emes and he didn't allow them to get killed. Don't make Yehuda over here, mamish, from the shiftei cup. So what was the big godless over here that he was moide and he didn't allow an innocent woman and her two children to be killed? Reb Chasman says like this. He says, if you think about the nature of people, if they did something wrong, it's very difficult to be moide. And even if they're going to be moide and to hold back the consequences of their action, they're going to try and play shtick somehow or other to minimize the consequences. They won't be totally moide. They'll somehow or other bribe someone, or somehow or other they'll work behind the scenes to take away the chesaron of their actions. But to openly be moided, that's a very difficult thing for a person to be moided. Yehuda could have done that over here. Yehuda somehow or other could have said, no, maybe we shouldn't punish her. He would have found a heter, he would have this, he would have that. Yehuda did not do that. Yehuda said, Tzodka mimeni, I am wrong. An attack happened for me. And the Medrash says he was moide, Yitzchak and Yaakov were on that bezdin together with him. He was moide in front of Yitzchak and Yaakov. He didn't look for heterim. He didn't look for ways out and for shortcuts, somehow or other, to get her out of this mess, to get her out of the einish. He said, Tzodka mimeni. Why? Because if he wouldn't have done that, then, she still would have had the shame of being a zayna. She would have had the shame that her kids are not miyuchas and so on. He wanted it to be clear. Tzodka mimeni, it came from me. Zehu, the Baskal Takeh, mimeni yotzu advarim kvushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this was my plan. Once Yehuda was Maida, the Baskal added on, mimeni yotzu advarim kvushim. This is a hidden cheshman from Shemayim. So that's the godless of Yehuda. Yehuda somehow or other could have maneuvered things, In courts, they do those kind of things, with a little bit of bribery and a little bit of, smearing. They're able to somehow or other maneuver things that things should come out the way they would like. Yehuda Mestama could have done the same thing, but he wasn't willing to do that. Yehuda wanted the entire truth to come out. He wanted it to be emes la'amitai, and that way he would save Tamar any needless heartache. So he said, Tzodka mimeni. And that was the end of that. And then everybody came to know that this was Taka, the precursor of Malchus Beis David. I mean, in Shemayim, they declared that this is the way we pushed Yehuda into this, and this is the way it was meant to be. Say over a Maisa, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he first was working on starting the Musar movement, so he used to give shiurim in different places. Yisrael Salanter, going Hagayim, Chaim Brisker said that there were four people in the generation before him that were Me'ein Rishayim. Me'ein Rishayim. One was the Beis Halevi, his father. One was Rishul Leib Diskin. One was the Malbim. And one was Rishul Salanta. He was a guy, brilliant, genius, Shein Kamayu. So he knew that people are not going to go for the Musar. So what he used to do is, he used to say, Pilpul Shir with Ga'inus, with Kedushim, and he would impress the Eilim. And afterwards he would speak about Musar. And that way it would spread. The anti-Musarniks, they knew what he was trying to do. So they got a hold of an Ili Muflig to follow Rabbi Yisrael wherever he gave Shiurim, to hack in with Kashas. And Rabbi Yisrael was a bigger Ili, you know, and he answered up all his Kashas. One time he was giving a Shiur, this Ili asked a Kasha from Epesi Yerushalmi, which was a festive Kasha Mamish Nichai. Rabbi Yisrael's thinking, he says, Sorechim, and he walked off. Kasha, it's Emes, the Kasha Bezeh. Afterwards, he told his Talmidim, Zoster Wissen sein, that the moment he asked that question at five to Rutzim, that he would have to accept off the bat. He'd have to accept it. But I was thinking to myself, but I know that it's not Rutzim that are Emes Lamita. He would accept it. There's no question in the world. And the Shir, everything would look good in Givaldi. But I knew that his Kasha is so good that these Terutzim don't fully answer the question. And I was vacilling myself. You know, on the one hand, I had Cheshbainis, I should answer it. It's covered, I tell you, covered of the Musar movement that I'm trying to do. I had a whole bunch of Cheshbainis. Then I said to myself, Yisrael, Yisrael, you learn Musar. Where's the Emes? Where's the Emes? The man was my. That's the same thing over here. He could have gotten away with it or whatever. He didn't get away with it. He didn't look for heterim. He didn't look for shortcuts. He did it the way it had to be. Emes Lamite. There's a movie de Gevard I saw brought down b'shem the Sfas Emes. Mamish a movie de Gevard with a movie de Kemusar Haspel. The Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim. Vayikneu Potifar Sar Paroi. Vayikneu Potifar, sorry, Paroi Saratabachim. Vayibaves Adoin of Hamitzri. And he was in the house of his master, the Mitzri. What's the Torah being Moisev over here with the words Vayibaves Adoin of Hamitzri? He was in the house of his master, the Mitzvah Shteitzer. It said Vayikneu Potifar Sar Paroi, the Saratabachim. Right, so for Shteitzach he was there. Why is the Torah being Moisev over here? Vayhi beveis Adoin of HaMitzri. Then again, the same question repeats itself when Yosef is put in jail. It says, Vayitneu al beis HaSoya, Vayhi shom beveis HaSoya. And he was there in jail. He just said you put him in jail, so obviously he was there in jail. Why did the Torah have to tell this to me? So Hashem says, Amori de Kipshat. He says it very bekitzer. I saw it in the Sefer that works over this Svasemis very well. Svasemis says that Mamish Bekitzer, but this is not what he says. He says, Yosef had every excuse in the world why he shouldn't succeed. He could have said, oh, if only they wouldn't have taken me away from my father's house. I could have reached my full potential under my father. Oh, if only I wouldn't be in the house of such a Tomei, and I wouldn't have these Nisyonis here in Mitzrayim, in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. If only. Could have had many excuses, and people generally are like that. They'll think of all the excuses why they didn't reach their potential. Yosef did not do that. Yosef did the exact opposite. The Yosef who in the trine where he can't pay Tifar, by he beves Adon of Hamitri. He didn't have his mind on, oh, I could have been by my father, I could have been this. This is where I'm meant to be. This is my Avoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here. Obviously, Hashgacha means that this is where I'm going to shine the most. He didn't give excuses. This is where I am. Same thing. Later on, he's put in jail. Right? He's like, oy vey, if only I would have been. Take a look what I'm going through over here. Name. Vayhi beveis ha-soyar. This is the place where I'm supposed to be. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me. Obviously, this is my avoid. People think that, oh, if I'd be able to have the menuchas and nefesh to sit in front of my Gemara all day, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, it's not like that. I once heard a Gevaldik Gevart, there was a younger man here in Muncie, he once came to Remart Cheshwab, and he said, Mamish, I really want to sit and learn, but I just have this tier, then that tier, then that tier, then, you know. So Remart says, I'll tell you, see the Shevart. Don't say, when I'll have the opportunity, I'll learn. So, see the Shetai, Shemaloitipana. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you in the Loitipana Matzav. He wants you in a Matzav where you don't have the opportunity, where it's schwer for you, where you have the turbulence in your life. Maybe that's what he wants from you. And Yosef knew this. Yosef said, by he shum beveis ha-mitri, by he shum beveis ha-soyer, he didn't make any excuses. What came out, taka, from Yosef's avoid in Mitzrayim? What came out was, Yosef, by being oimed ben esoyin with eishes by tifar, he paved the way that all the yidden that followed, none of them gave into the Yetzirah, none of them were mizana with Mitzrayim, ad kidei kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made on them, he put a yud, he put a yud by everyone's name to show that the Shechin is together with them, they're kadosh, they weren't metama themselves at all. That's what Yosef Turuf in Mitzrayim. Now Yosef, if you asked him, l'chadchila, what would his prime choice be? Sit and learn together with my father Yankel, sit and learn the Chabrusa. And he didn't have those excuses. He didn't say, if only, by Hisham, Beveis HaMitri, by Hisham, Beveis HaSoyer. That's a lesson to all of us, you know. You have to come to terms with the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in and do our best to serve Hashem in that matzav. I good in Shabbos and I pray with the Kami. What? No, thank you.